There's a new report card on fish sold commercially from the Great Lakes. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The report card is from Seafood Watch. That's a program at Monterey Bay Aquarium in California. Seafood Watch is for people who like to eat fish and want to know more about how those fish are caught or raised. Peter Payette is with our partners at Interlaken Public Radio, and he's joining me to talk more about this. So what does this report say?
Well, basically it says you can feel pretty good about eating fish that are caught in the Great Lakes. If we think about it like a report card, it would really be a good report card for the government agencies that manage the fisheries, that set the rules and enforce them and make sure people aren't taking too many fish out. The Seafood Watch did not find any instances of overfishing. They found no evidence of that anywhere. And so essentially they're saying things are going quite well, all things considered, in the Great Lakes.
Most fish in the Great Lakes got a yellow rating. What does that mean?
Right. So yellow is in the middle. It's kind of a stoplight code. Red is avoid. Yellow is good alternative. And green is best choice. So the yellow rating, it reflects the fact that all is not well in the Great Lakes. They did not find any evidence of overfishing. But there are a lot of problems in the Great Lakes. And these problems are kind of legacy problems that have to do with invasive species, over the last 50 years, and even overfishing that happened 100 years ago. So I talked with Joe Krieger, who was one of the researchers who wrote parts of this report or helped with this. He's a doctoral candidate at the University of Michigan. And he's saying, you know, it's yellow because there are the fish out there are under stress and are having problems.
And that's not necessarily because we're catching too many fish. It's just that the fish that we are catching are either a little bit less healthy or a little bit smaller, or just, you know, have other things impacting them.
Okay, so are some fish in the Great Lakes better choices than others?
Well, it was pretty even across the board. The four fish we're talking about are lake trout, lake whitefish, walleye, and yellow perch. Also smelt, which is an invasive species, but you've probably had a smelt dinner. They're pretty good fried up. But for the most part, the recommendations were yellow almost entirely. There were a few greens. For instance, a whitefish coming from the Wisconsin side of Lake Michigan caught with trap nets. They gave that a best choice. Also, lake trout over in Minnesota, in the Minnesota waters of Lake Superior. Lake trout are doing very well at the west end of Lake Superior. So they said that's a best choice. And perch over in New York, the New York waters of Lake Ontario, the perch are thriving there. So they're saying that's a best choice. So in a few places, certain fish got the most enthusiastic endorsement to eat.
And is there anything that we should avoid eating?
The only time the red avoid rating came up was in Wisconsin. And they were all in Lake Superior, I believe. And these were cases where there are some questions about tribal fishing rights. And so no one is saying that there's overfishing happening there, but they couldn't be clear about what is happening in that part of Lake Superior. And so they said avoid because of lack of data.
Peter Payette is with our partners at Interlaken Public Radio. Thanks, Peter.
Thank you, Rebecca.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.